Hello, Colin here with another Boo. In fact, this is Audio Boo 10. Bit of a time delay between the last one and this one. That's just because I've had too much to do, really. And no real reason to boo. But this week's Boo is really prompted by the release by Apple of its new iPad 2. And although I'm not one of those people who will gush at anything with an Apple logo on the back, and nor do I worship at the feet of Steve Jobs, Apple's CEO, I am nevertheless quite interested in this new iPad, largely because for me it represents a real leap forward in technology, and the sort of technology that many people can make use of. Now, Steve Jobs himself has referred to the iPad, which last year sold something like 15 million units around the world. That's 15 million units around the world. And when you look at it in that context, even though there are lots and lots of people who will buy anything Apple simply because it's Apple, you have to admit that 15 million people is a lot of business. And those 15 million people or organisations who forked out for these things must have a need for them and must find them useful in some way. They must have some effect upon what they do in their lives. And in that respect, it's worthy of a second look. The iPad 2 has been knocked by a lot of people for being not that great an improvement on the iPad 1. And there are some people who are speculating that Apple is really just sort of plugging the gap, really, between the first one, last year's model, and one that might be announced later this year, which would, of course, be, you know, if logic prevails, it would be the iPad 3. But that, all put all of that aside, I'm quite interested in the iPad 2 largely because it kind of is a bit of wonder technology. Steve Jobs refers to it as post-PC technology, and I can understand where he's coming from, although a lot of people consider that to be a bit of hype and a bit of marketing blurb. But when you look at it, he's quite right, really. The way that we've all grown up and got used to IT, as it's still called, mostly in corporate circles, is that you have a box with a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse and other few bits and pieces, or you have a laptop or you have a netbook or whatever, and you use them as computers. But the iPad's not really a computer, is it? And it certainly doesn't have a conventional keyboard and a mouse and a this box with drives in and all that stuff. It's just a tablet. It's just a bit of plastic. It's very thin. It's something that you can take with you. You can create with it, you can share with it, you can do all sorts of things with it. And what's particularly notable about this device, this post-PC technology, is that a child of 6 can pick it up. And this has been proven in the States, and I've seen it as well. A child of 6 can pick it up, and without any teaching, can switch it on and intuitively use it. And when you think that this device can help you to record and edit video in high definition, sound, you can create graphics, you can communicate via email, you can go onto Facebook, you can communicate via its sort of webcam thing, which is called FaceTime, and you can do all that stuff. And a child of 6 can do all that stuff, really. I've mentioned in my web piece on the Simply DV website, which is where you may be listening to this via the plugin, that I think that in that respect alone, it qualifies for the tag post-PC, as Steve Jobs gives it. And in that respect, it's got to be considered a revolutionary device. You know, and even if you're a TV news reporter, you can knock up a story really quickly, edit it in iMovie on your iPad, save it and share it, or show it on a big screen via, you know, the HDMI connection. So it's a video player as well now. That's fabulous, isn't it? You know, I mean, I reflect in my piece back to the days when I needed a truckload of equipment just to do a relatively simple video edit. And here we have a device that does all that and more in one. Have a look at my piece on Simply DV if you're not right there right now. And, just catch up on my thoughts. Meanwhile, I'll see you again in the next Boo, and thanks for listening.